first time I listened to this new album from Gang Gang Dance, I sort of wrote it off as the transition release, where the group tried a lot of new things and succeeded at a few of them while not quite landing their punches in other directions. Then, I noticed that I kept playing it over and over again, and those songs that I originally thought weren't as strong ended up as some of my favorites. Although it has some things in common with their last full-length, God's Money, it's a much more ambitious and exciting batch of songs, melting together everything from grime to ragged experimental jams and shimmering electronic pop. And really, the ambitious nature of the album can't be ignored, even if every single song doesn't hit the bullseye. It definitely still feels like a transitional album, but one in which most of the kinks have been worked out already, likely from the series of EP releases that the group did in between full-lengths. After spiraling through the spacey opener of Bebe, the group really kicks things into gear with First Communion, and their newer found ability to really meld the disparate sounds comes into play. Starting out in spaced out mode, the song locks into a sharp rhythm before long and repeated vocal lines from Lizzie Bugatsos comes into focus as buzzing synths and jagged guitars solidify. As the song progresses, it gradually morphs back into a more dense, psychedelic piece, and by the next song, they're gracefully onto something completely different. That song is the bass-heavy Blue Nile, and it only sets the stage for the killer instrumental Vacuum, which mixes some massively crunched and filtered guitar with squealing, almost new-age synths, and huge live drums. It's jammy, but works because it keeps things reined in, yet heavily narcoticized at the same time. Just in case that weren't enough, Princess arrives next and finds Tinchy Strider adding some vocals to a blistering, bastardized grime dubstep track that absolutely rips. Yo, look, this year I'm trying to get mainstream money, spending babes in ice cream money. Please don't get caught up in a hand with a book and I still ain't making money. Batting a man I know hope to be, sing sing zoom and I back like Hitch. Let my kids spend the rumors about C. That's a man with the goonies about Carlo. I'm not a man down my road, you see. I'm so E3, 43. Look, this ain't the days of run up on the ends. Nah, that's them and that's the old E3. Back to the mic, I'm a killer with a boss. Cloud 9 feel like I'm living on Mars. Starving the hood, bubbles coming and I'm fully loaded like an arsehole. But it look, I take the rest of them out. Sound or not, I'm the best one I'm at. Fuck that hate, that's why that bullshit. But you're gonna hear it's the best of them out. Look, younger or older, I'm taking them out. And I don't sleep, don't let it rest in the house. You're gonna hear, bring them out, bring them out. The production on the album is amazing throughout, and it helps the transitions when the group is moving from another one of their focused but trippy instrumental tracks into sheer pop mode. And nowhere is that more evident than on the 1-2 punch of Afoot and House Jam. The latter, in fact, is easily the most mainstream-sounding thing that the group has done to date, and with the near-verse-chorus progression, makes one think that the group could probably write an entire glistening pop album if they really wanted to. Thank you. This is Gang Gang Dance, and they flip things quickly right after that, although nothing on Saint Diffna goes down harsh. Weird enough to have an edge, but a huge step up in terms of production and songwriting. This is a big move forward from the group.